energies of healing spreading from us in the room, filling ourselves and filling all the names mentioned. Pritima, please start. Greetings from the energies of the goddess Saraswati. We are here today to speak to you of the energies of the upcoming festival of Diwali. As you well know, Diwali every year is about some form of illumination in your lives. But each year, the festival takes a different tack or course. This year, the illumination is going to take place for all those who choose to interact with these frequencies. And remember, this choice can be made either at the conscious level or at the higher conscious level, which means many people around the world who do not even know of the existence of the festival of Diwali will still be interacting with the frequencies. This has no bearing on whether you celebrate the festival or even know it exists. So, the illumination this year is going to be like a series of tiny energy explosions within your own physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Imagine these to be tiny firecrackers going off within you. And these tiny energy explosions are going to open out or unearth aspects that you wish to work on consciously, or those which your own higher soul has deemed necessary for you to work on, even if you don't consciously want to work on them. So let us understand this practically. Let us say a certain person has had a major blockage through this lifetime, a blockage in the area of a certain relationship, or a blockage with finance, or a blockage when it comes to dealing or taking care of the self, and so on. Either consciously you will say, I wish to illuminate this area, or your higher soul may say, this is something that needs to be exploded within you. Which means that aspect will suddenly magnify within you for you to look at and work with. Now remember, the higher soul is not cruel. It is benevolent. And the higher soul knows what is right for you to work on. So should aspects come up and, as it were, explode in your face, do not sit in blame of your own higher soul. Understand that in its infinite wisdom, it is exposing this aspect for you to look at, because either you have refused to look at it in the past, or you have buried it so deep you are not even aware it exists, or you've run away from it. At the same time, explosions are also going to take place in those areas which are already beautifully expanded ones in you. Let us say a certain person is filled with love, and that is their natural beingness. The love quotient will be intensified, giving them the opportunity to share this love with a wider group of people, or perhaps to instigate them to do something to be able to share this love with people who need it, which they may not have thought of before. A scientist who already is working very, very focusedly to explore something will find a huge boost in that area, helping him make breakthroughs he has worked for years. So it's not about pain and trauma. It's about expansion of the self in every way. Those areas which are blocked certainly need to be looked at. An example here. Let us say you have a painful relationship with your husband and you've never found your voice. The Diwali frequencies are likely to explode that area so that you find a way to stand up and speak out, and touch your power and be the best you can be. So at first, of course, that's going to be difficult for you because that's not your structure or way of functioning. But the moment you work with it rather than fight it, you will find yourself feeling empowered, stronger, more self-sufficient, more worthwhile, more worthy, and so on. Be aware of this, dear friends. And now, consciously choose. Remember, you have the conscious right to choose which area or areas you would like to work with. Yes, the higher soul is going to be guiding you in certain areas. But you also have the right to choose of your own. So let us say there is a disharmonious relationship that you are aware of. Why not work to illuminate it so that you can bring harmony into your life? If there is an area of work that you are blocked in, or a court case or a police case, explode that area so that it does come to the surface and works itself out. One key note. when you are working consciously, do not work with fear. Fear will pollute the energies and in fact perhaps distort them, so that the issue does not work out in the smooth and easy manner it could if you don't work with fear and you work instead with courage and self-awareness. So let us say you are sitting down one day and saying, what issue or issues do I want to choose to illuminate this year? And a certain issue comes up and that brings up fear in you, as it's likely to. Take a moment, balance and calm yourself. Acknowledge that you have felt fearful. Re-question yourself, do I really want to do this? Am I ready? And your beingness probably will tell you, you are, otherwise that wouldn't have come up in the first place. Take a breath, balance, and then ask for the Diwali illumination in this area. The Diwali frequencies are also going to be working very strongly with every human being's physical body. This goes beyond what we have just said. Of course, if one of the aspects you want to work with is your physical body and you want illumination in that area, please ask for it. But per se, even if you don't, the frequencies are going to be activating different body parts, working to correct imbalances, to release issues trapped in various organs, to streamline your meridian system and to help release a lot of debris that every single human carries emotionally and physically in their human bodies. Please, please, please work with your bodies. Start to be sensitive now to the foods that suit you and don't suit you. Be sensitive to the level of exercise or movement your body is urging you to do. We are not asking you to listen to anyone outside you. We are asking you to listen to yourself. And if your body is saying, come on, get up and do something, listen to that. In some cases, in fact, people are going to be urged by their bodies to do the opposite. To calm down, to stop running around so much, to stop being a headless chicken and achieving nothing, and to find breathing, centeredness and balance, to rest more. So don't assume it's always about physical movement, though a lot of it will be that. Remember what was said earlier, which is, during Raksha Bandhan, the masculine and the feminine is going to be worked on this coming year. These Diwali frequencies will also help you with that. So, wherever you have feminine creative urges which you are not listening to, the Diwali frequencies will explode light there, urging you forward in your feminine creative urge. We remind you, and especially for newcomers here, a creative urge is any urge you get. It's not just about music, dance, and drama. A creative urge is, I want to take care of my health. I want to fix my relationship with my husband. I want to streamline or change my plan of work. I want to function differently in life. All of these are creative urges. And the Diwali frequencies will in fact explode a lot of energy in your creative urges, especially where you are not listening to them. Simultaneously, they will explode energies in your masculine action area, helping you take those creative urges forward. So per se, the coming year is a year of lot of change, growth, evolution of each of you individually. Work with this. Don't fight it. Now, of course, the human race is such that you resist change. So when these little energies explode within your structure and you try to resist it, there will be discomfort, physical, mental, and emotional, because you are fighting the forward movement of your beingness. Align with it. Don't cause more trouble for yourself. We also remind you of the theme of this year, even though the year is ending now. The theme is the search for the who am I, self-search. Please look at yourselves. If things are not going well in your life or there is an area of blockage, why am I creating this? What am I doing that is making this happen? Stop pointing fingers outward and start looking here. This is going to intensify towards the end of the year. Make it easy for yourselves. The Saraswati speaks today because it is her frequencies, along with other masters, that are going to be manipulating and facilitating these Diwali explosions within the human race. Call on us if you wish for guidance, help, and support. But you must do the work. Do you have any questions on what has just been said? Yes.
How do we call upon the energies to work on our subconscious or our higher levels of embodied desires?
How do you call upon the energies
to work on the explosions that are supposed to happen on areas that are supposed to be worked upon?
Sit down in quiet meditation, call upon the energies, and even ask yourself, what area or areas would I like to really open up to illuminate this year? You will just get a series of answers very quickly. It could be my body, my relationship with this person, my business, my this, my that, and then go one by one, looking at each one of those issues that has popped up. Check your fear levels, because some will bring up fear, some won't. Calm yourself down and literally visualize the Diwali frequencies just opening out that issue for you. You can do this repeatedly if you want. It's not something you have to sit and do daily, but you can do it a few times, because sometimes your own inner subconscious resistance will stop the frequency opening up the area. So you may have to intuit how many times you need to repeat it. It's really very simple, nothing more than that. Yes.
How long will these Diwali explosions last?
As always, the energies of any festival last a complete year till the festival comes around the next year, at which point new illumination will come in and a different course will be formed. So they are yours to use for an entire year starting this Diwali. And by the way, you don't have to wait for the festival. The energies have already begun flowing. Yes.
What if you you say do not look at these energies, and if fear pops up, you know, deal with it accordingly. But what if somebody is suffering from anxiety and fear itself of the unknown?
Then the best thing for them to work on is help me shift and change my anxiety levels. Let them start just with that. Just with that. Because that, in that case, would be the most important for that person to work on. So be it. Another will speak. The Saraswati blesses you all. Sai Ka Pranam, greetings and blessings from the energies of Sai Baba. You asked about exits taking place this year, particularly among the youth. There are several reasons for this, dear friends. And no, it is not reserved for the youth. It is happening across the board. It just happens that you are more aware of the youngsters passing over, because emotionally that disturbs you more than hearing of an elderly person's passage, where you feel, but the time is right. Several reasons. Number one, and you are correct. Major energy vortices are opening up right now in spirit. The spirit realm is currently a very, very active one. And part of this is because of an interplay of solar flares that are taking place in the universe. We are not speaking on Earth. So these vortices that open up offer anyone who chooses to pass over what we will call an expressway to growth and evolution. It's like getting a scholarship to go to a wonderful college where you wouldn't have been able to afford to go there before. So you feel very tempted to take up that scholarship and get the benefit of education of a level you would never otherwise receive. And a lot of youngsters who are taking this opportunity are already actually very advanced souls, including some of those who have passed over in suicide, including some of them, not all, but some. So, when these particular souls choose to exit, they are literally taken forward in a process of evolution far beyond incarnation over incarnation over incarnation. And it's extremely tempting. Please know one thing. Though the Earth family members who are left behind can never understand this or believe it, no child exits without taking the sole permission of both the parents. A family discussion always takes place in spirit, obviously not at the conscious level. And the two major parents or caretakers, it may not be physical parents, it may be grandparents, it may be adoptive parents, but the caretakers have a conference, and the soul says, I would like to avail of this opportunity, but I am aware of the disturbance it might cause in your earthly growth due to the trauma and the pain you will feel. Do I have your permission to do this? And invariably, the higher souls of the parents say, of course, we want what's best for you. Sometimes they don't agree. Then, invariably, the soul does not take that exit, bypasses it, and will take a future one. But more often than not, full permission is given. Now, this may sound selfish when the parents refuse even at the higher level, but it is not, because they are able to assess themselves on earth and realize if we give permission, this will cause such disturbance in our earthly growth that we will possibly go totally off track, in which case they ask the soul not to take that exit. And often the soul then discusses it out and agrees to take a future one in a different way. Now, this is just one reason. A lot of people are passing over right now because a lot of upgrades and advances are taking place in spirit, which are going to impact and affect planet Earth's growth in the near future. And when we talk about the near future, in this case, we are speaking of 50 to 100 years, not 2 or 3 years. But from a soul perspective, 50 to 100 years is the near future. And a lot of these souls feel they can contribute better to this growth by returning to spirit and working from there rather than continuing on planet Earth. So in fact, many of them are high-level scientists, engineers, medical personnel, other such beings who can contribute their expertise from a spirit perspective. And naturally their perception is wider, saying, if we can serve the whole planet from there, why would we stay here and serve a small group of people? Let us expand. The third level, and there are many, but we are speaking of three today. Earth energies are currently very, very intense. Many who are souls of a delicate, fragile nature realize they have signed up for an incarnation they cannot handle. This was not part of their projected perspective of the coming incarnation on Earth. And you can't always know, even in spirit before you incarnate, you can't always know where the incarnation is going to take you. Just as on Earth, you may sign up for a college, an international college that sounds wonderful and has great credits and great acclaim. But when you actually enroll in the course and spend a year or two there, you may realize, I cannot take this pressure anymore. So these fragile and rather delicate souls then choose to exit because they are energetically failing the college course, and it is better for them to start afresh rather than plow on and in fact cause damage to themselves. Mental instability is currently going around Earth. The collective consciousness is currently in flux. It's upgrading. But while it's in flux, mental disturbances are intensifying. So some are just going haywire. and for them it is better to exit than remain and suffer. These are but three examples. There are other reasons, but these will suffice for now. Please do not judge those who pass over, no matter what age and no matter their choice of passage. Understand that they have made a choice which is incomprehensible to you, but makes sense to them. And let us also say something. Many of you know this, but it needs repetition. Suicide is not a sin, a crime, or a punishment. There is no painful God up there beating you for doing this. But it is not a choice you generally want to make, because a person who has committed suicide invariably has done this over and over again in past lives and keeps returning to spirit, evolving, and then choosing to come back to go through those experiences again, painful ones, taking them to a point where they feel they have no power. And their quest is to touch a tiny drop of their own power and not do it. So when they return to spirit, having so-called failed the exam, they choose then to come back and repeat the experience. That is why it's not a choice you really want to make. There are rare exceptions where suicide is actually the chosen exit. Sometimes it is a teaching tool. And in that case, there is no such repercussion. You don't have to come back. For example, many celebrities who choose to exit through suicide do so actually as a gift to the human race. Remember, they are celebrities, so this suicide is heard by everyone around the world. And it helps you question. When you hear, for example, of a very rich, very beautiful, very talented person committing suicide, one person will learn by saying, "She was so beautiful. Why did she do this? I've always hankered for beauty. Maybe beauty doesn't bring happiness." Another person will say, "She was so rich, and yet she did this. I've always wanted wealth. Wealth may not always bring happiness." A third person may say, "I have desired the limelight," and see what the limelight can bring you. So each person has their own learning when a celebrity commits suicide. Most celebrity suicides are actually chosen. They are not accidents or lack of touching power. They are teaching tools. And the beautiful part is, every time someone reads or hears of a celebrity having done this and questions themselves, it sends energy and love to that soul. Of course, the same happens when a non-celebrity passes over, but the reach is much smaller then. So, don't judge it. One example. You may recall, in this very city, a few years ago, a young boy videoed himself on his phone talking about the impending suicide he was going to do from a hotel room. And he did it. And that little clip went viral. This was his gift to the youngsters of this country, helping them look at that and awaken. And in fact, that particular clip saved many lives. that was actually his intended mission. Yes.
The teenagers I'm talking about, there is no, they are unable to see if there's anything wrong with their lives. Everything is going right, but the energy to choose to end is too strong. Sometimes it's as like somebody's building, somebody jumped off, and when they went onto that terrace, the urge to do the same is a bit much.
Fragile souls, souls that are over influenced and have been over influenced in past lives, sheep and herd mentality, and sometimes just misguided souls. Dear friends, you may wonder why so much discussion today about this subject. Over the next 3 to 6 months, most of you will have to talk to someone or comfort someone or deal with someone who has experienced this kind of issue. Then you will be better equipped. Yes.
So, thank you. Talking about, there are a couple of people in my family who are in, you know, from their point of view, in a very dire place where they've given up on life, and I was wondering, like, you know, what I could like talk to them about, like, where I'm not making their choice wrong, but at the same time I'm like, there's this sense of that they can choose to end their, both of them can choose to end their life because they can't handle it anymore. And what's happening is like, earlier I would have said, because they've been betrayed by a few people, and earlier I would have said that, you know, good always wins, but it's so interesting, even personally for me, to see right now, people who have consistently been choosing, well, let's say people, or whatever, but you know, whatever, like for lack of a better word, but they are succeeding. And what do you tell to people who are losing hope, because this is something so opposite of what we tend to inherently believe, that no, that will not last long, but people are succeeding?
You may speak with her after, in detail. Will you help? You can open a door, but you cannot push them through.
Yeah.
Urge them to get help. Medical, either physical pills, medical counseling. Give them whatever little hope or guidance you can. But you have to also release the outcome. You cannot make it your mission to rescue. You cannot rescue anyone. You can help. We say to you, mental confusion is going to intensify over the next few months. You will see it around you everywhere. Just help where you can. And there is also energy work you can always do in any form that pleases you. If you wish to send healing or light, guidance, work from within silently, but speak with her. Sai ka pranam, blessings from the energies of Sai Baba. Once again, there are many visitors in the room today. Take a moment, silently, all of you, and please welcome loved ones. Each and every person in this room has at least one visitor today. See if you can open and intuit who is there for you, and just receive their love and blessings. If you wish to say something to them mentally, do so. Do this silently for a few moments. Thank you.